Pause, Commander. Sounds like you also have pause.
Resume when you are.
All right, Katana, I just want to mention David's comments, and that completes his question. He said, please let Katana and the troops know how much I value them. I don't know what I would do without their support. And David does a great deal of good for many people.
Yes, he has a great service.
The next questions are coming from Luis Jorge Cardenas. Luis is involved in many avenues of the healing art. His questions are fairly technical. Please bear with me. I'm not sure I'm going to get all of these foreign-sounding names pronounced correctly. His first, I read The Last Great Plague, and you mentioned an existent antidote possessed by the creators of AIDS. In the Akashic Records and the Ethers, all fluffs are recorded. Can you assist me to develop either the antidote or the Rife microscope to prevent the devastation that AIDS will create in 2.4 billion people?
Yes, I received the question. No, I will not give you the information. I most certainly would not give it in this method. Let me finish. I don't mean to cut him off like that. Let me give him some direction. That antidote has been kept from you for a very specific reason, and that is so that you will not save those 2 point whatever billion that he talks about. This was created to depopulate a given segment of human beings. Now, this is not of God. This was created by man. You're not going to be allowed to fulfill what is required to counter massively this disease. Now, ones continually ask, Captain, give us this, and then I will believe you, I will do all these things. I cannot do that. God will not do that. And let me share with you why. This is man-created. Most of the ones having AIDS, and hear me, I said most, who knowingly go about their life and are in the group specifically destined to not make it through the plague, only wish to be healed so that they can continue their lifestyle, which is against the laws of nature. We won't even have to bring God into it. But basically, they are against the laws as given by God to keep your planet balanced. Now, you are asking God to heal something so that ones can drift farther away from Him. That is not logical. He did not bring it upon you as a punishment or a curse or anything else that is not of God. Man created this virus. The HIV virus is the laziest, confounded thing on the face of your earth. It just sits. But it does hamper the immune system. So to cure the HIV virus or to kill it does not solve the problem. It mutates to the 800th or 8,000th power times, whatever you call it. You're not going to be able, you see. I'm full of distraction here. Just hold a minute. What is going on in this place?
Quiet in a minute now.
The energy forms you see change as different things in the environment here change. Well, the long and the short is that you will not be able to get this information basically from your government who hides it from you, from this elite bunch. So probably you will have to clean up the physical remnant. And at that time, yes, you will be given the information needed. Ones continually want to work on the Rife microscope. There are far superior microscopes, and ones within basically what you will call your group, your circle, already know and have that information. And 13, 14, or 15,000 don't have to reinvent the wheel. So you have to know that that is already in advanced technology and available when it is suitable to use it. But you focus on a microscope which has zero to do with the situation. The one that he should be looking at is Tesla's work as perfected by Priori, because that brings the frequencies into play in a usable manner. And I would not want to jeopardize either the local person's physical being or make more reference to it in this particular meeting. I will give to EJ some instructions later which can be directed, and I will direct them to you, Susie, and you can deliver that information. There are ones already far advanced beyond anything that anyone has on the market, because most of that allowed to be on the market, believe me, is worthless. And if you are getting results from it, very much of that is mental healing, which we all understand. Some of it is very valid. It doesn't really matter. You will know that the government takes away that which is of worthiness. And we need you later. We don't need you dead now in the physical form. So bear with us. I will give that information privately and we'll get it to you. One who he needs to contact and say that I sent him, and see what might be worked out. This one already has developed a piece of equipment. And while I'm at it, and I will be reminded, Oberle, I want you to ask me about this later, because I want to extend this much farther into Hendershot and to Siblo and things like that. And it's not suitable in this room.
All right.
Will that answer hold for a little while until I can get some more information to you?
Yes, I will send on anything that you can send to me. He will be pleased to get it.
Thank you.
How effective a solution is Gaston Neeson's somatized cycle microscope and 714X against AIDS?
Well, 714X may enhance the immune system, you see. It will not do anything to the HIV virus because it will not pass the barrier. But it does enhance the immune system so that the carcinomas, the melanomas, the Kaposi's, and some of the more malignant, in the lymphatic system, for instance. You see, what happens with AIDS is that the body becomes totally debilitated and the immune system will not work. So it is always, always, without exception, something else that attacks the body that kills. So we have to keep those things in mind. And against some forms of carcinomas, Nason's material is quite effective. Again, you can tell that it's quite effective because he's been pulled into the courts of law in both the United States and in Canada. It's a good rule of thumb. Next question.
I have synthesized a prophecy packet concerning the planetary shift, and now I have created solutions for miasms like heavy metals, petrochemicals, radiation, and pesticides. In addition, I created a survival synthesis for germs, bacteria, viruses, fungus, and methods to grow, dry, and store food. My question is, would you and America West consider publishing this to distribute to those people wishing to prepare themselves but not knowing how?
Well, I don't make decisions for America West. We keep our operations totally separated. I can't really respond to that because I can see that he thinks he has the answer to these things, but unfortunately he does not, because so many of the things now, perhaps he was able to neutralize some of these things, but now that you have beam systems and the grid work is intact and functionable, just to handle these isolated things really will not merit much. There is a great deal of worthiness in what he has done. However, his service is going to be more in other areas. And I cannot say whether or not George would publish that.
All right, perhaps on that he might speak with George.
Well, I suppose if he wanted to do that, I could look carefully at it. But you must remember, George is completely swamped. He believes that he has the answer. So do about 14,000 other people. And so far, there has not been anyone that has come up with a defensive mechanism for any of these things to any great extent.
All right, I'll go on to the next question then.
Thank you.
I also read Murder by Atomic Suicide. The Ayurvedic system has a method known as Agnihotra for sealing the ozone layer, counteracting radiation, purifying the soil from heavy metals, and another method known as bioremediation is known for purifying contaminants from soil and water by introducing microbes that eat pollutants. These bacteria and other microorganisms have been in existence for 2 billion years. My question is, how effective a technology are both of these methods for the preservation of Mother Nature?
Mother Nature does very well on her own.
Okay.
What you are playing with is very serious business. Number one, you don't have a depletion of your ozone layer. And the reason that your government wants to close the holes in the ozone layer is because that is where the Russian cosmospheres and the higher light command come and go. Those are the windows and the doors that open the lines of communication to outer space. So most certainly they want to close those ozone holes. You are being radiated to death. There is particulate in the air. And Soltec told you, and I wrote about it some year and a half ago. In 1993, it is going to come back upon you, and the radioactive fallout is going to be tremendous. Already, you have put so much radioactivity into space. Or into your atmosphere, that it's already radiating you. And they can call it whatever they want to because you will believe it. The ozone hole is no problem to you. In fact, it is your friend. There are levels near these openings in the atmosphere which have less radiation, which causes a pile up of radiation, if you will, in the radiation belt. And as these coalesce and attract each other, these particles, then the particulate will fall. And you may well have the experience of cancer-causing rays and that sort of thing, because you're obviously going to have ultraviolet rays. But ultraviolet rays, precious one, is a part of your atmosphere. So take it without gullibility, is a good way to put it. Yes, there's radiation, it will get worse. And this is the problem. You didn't ask this question, but I'm going to share it with you, because we have gone through an express time here. If, in fact, through all these games that are being played, that radiation belt is ignited, you're going to have like 3 days of totally, permanently blinding light while that layer of your atmosphere outside in your, that encapsulates your planet, burns. You are lied to on every front. And I personally can understand why ones would wish to discount our word. Nobody likes to hear it. Nobody likes to hear it. And that's why we have thrust it upon you in such a massive pile that at least in one of those journals, you're going to find truth, because it's unfolding right in front of your eyes. And if you can learn to believe us and trust us, then maybe we can get some of you off that place and into safety in time. I think we better have another question.
Thank you for adding that. Okay. Can you guide me through to understand the entire formula for the RNA-DNA code, considering the fact that there are so many ways that have been invented to destroy the DNA? I wish to help people protect themselves besides using Mucosa chlorella growth factor and sun chlorella algae.
Well, I think the intent is proper. And I'm scanning. My silence doesn't mean that I'm not going to answer you. I don't see anything that will really touch the DNA RNA. I believe I hear what he is asking. He's asking what can enhance everyone's cellular DNA RNA factors. And I don't see really anything. You see, from a hair fragment or a one cell from a given, from you, the entire you can be duplicated. You are like a holograph, all of you. You're not on a flat plane. You're not like a photograph that if you go and tear one side of it off, that side is gone. Every cell in your makeup, because you see, all you are is a coalesced hologram. Every cell in everybody carries the full DNA factor. That is what establishes you. And if you tear a piece of a hologram off, let us say you have a holographic picture, and you tear part of it off, every other one will have a full reproduction. Everything in that remaining part of the picture, each cell will have its remaining component parts. This is true of everything. Everything in the universe. Not just you, not just physical manifestation. That is what physical manifestation is. The thought of God projected. And you have a DNA, RNA formula, which then pulls in whatever is needed to manifest into a physical form, whatever it was that was to be created. Just like you would take the Rife microscope. That's a good example. You would have to gather parts from various places to assemble it. Well, from the DNA, the blueprint of each thing, each item, each thing, causes a coalescence of all necessary things unto that blueprint. So there's very little that you can do to enhance it. I believe one of the questions is, will radiation, this type of radiation falling out of the sky, etc., harm soul essence? Yes, it does. It doesn't harm it to the extent of an explosive device. But yes, it can alter it. And I think as you look around and you see bodies that are imperfect at birth, genetic malformations, it is because of this kind of damage. And I realize that that is not the soul, but the soul is the guiding factor in many of these instances. And now we're getting into something that you might find answers to in some of Germain's later Pleiadian volumes, without me spending all of this time and tedium on the subject. Next.
Thank you. How can we neutralize the debit card barcoding and the magic 11/12 sinister programs aimed at enslaving humanity? Please give suggestions to infiltrate their weak areas and disengage these programs against humanity. Please especially comment on the Belgium computer.
Well, that is just a massive computer that handles all of this Earth data. Mostly, it started through the banking community. Every one of you are already in it. Every one of you are already coded. When ones will say, in their religious fervor, you must not accept the mark of the beast. I don't understand what you think you mean, because you are already marked by the beast. What they want you to do is stand up and refuse to do something, and then you are as outstanding as if they had branded a letter on your forehead and they can get rid of you. You are a troublemaker. The best thing that you can do, and the only thing that I see that you can do to continue to function, is get out of the system as much as possible. And once again, people say, well, God wouldn't do this, and God wouldn't do that, and he certainly wouldn't talk about money. Well, that's all you ask about. Why wouldn't God think about it and give it to you? So we have to look at the facts of the matter. And if you go into the gutter, you take God into the gutter, he's going to be where you are. Where your heart is, there you're going to find him. And if your heart is asking, he's going to try his best to give you the answers you can perceive according to your level of knowing. So yes, you will be continually given information about how better to handle things. But precious ones, if you think you're not in the system, you are in the system. And with massive immunization programs, you are not only in the system, they are injecting micro dots so that you are totally in their control, individual by individual. You are in the system. There is no way that I see to stop it, only buffer it to the best of your ability. And the suggestions are all in the journals. I have not kept anything from you. Next.
That ends Luis Jorge's questions. The rest of us are here. I think there are 22 or 23 of us here. One question from Kaylee Williams you did touch on. Do you want to elaborate a bit? What happens just prior to ascension, during ascension, and immediately?
Well, I could be trite, and I could say, well, first you die, and then your soul separates and moves on. And then you go to another dimension. That's not what is being asked. What would happen, and what happens in ascension? Let's talk about a physical ascension, because that's what you're all interested in. And basically, there are going to be two things that you talk about. One is real, the other is not. It is a fabrication. Let's talk about an ascension through a light beam where we get you on board ship, because that's something you can deal with. And regardless of however in the world you would think of doing it, that is the only way there is to do it. And the light beam will always come from a higher source outside of self. You're not going to be able to create this for self, because you need the connection. Just as any beam sent out or any radio wave, to become fulfilled, it must have a receiver. So know that. You're not going to be able to get into a state of meditation unless you can connect that light, and that is calling in the light. It doesn't have anything to do with your manufacturing it. It's already there. You're going to have to focus it. So to try to learn to ascend is an impractical statement. It's mutually exclusive. It doesn't mean anything. You have to have a receiver on the other end if you ascend. You see, ones don't think. To where do you want to ascend? You know, just ponder that a minute. In these groups, let us say Petunia tells you, we're going to learn to ascend today, and I say, all right, Petunia, where are we going to go? Oh, well, I'm going to go up on the cloud to meet Jesus. Do you see the impracticality of that? It's not going to happen. You don't even know what your goal is. Well, I'm going out there to God. Out there to God, God's within. Where are you going to go? So first you have to look with the realism of the mind that God gifted you with and say, well, now what am I talking about? If I'm going to be with God, He's right here already. So I don't have anywhere to ascend to. So what am I trying to do? Well, I need to get off this confounded prison place, because I know I'm going to get a hot foot if I stay here. So I've got to learn to ascend, and preferably not rapidly by nuclear bomb, because that'll really ascend you right fast. So what you do need to do is come into attunement. That will automatically raise your vibrations because it focuses your intent on destination. And if your destination is to be with the Christed energies that have experienced on your place before, then you put your focus there. And that's a good start, because they're going to be right aboard our craft. So what you are trying to do really is get into placement with higher beings of light. You don't want to just ascend to the etheric realms. You might as well be dead. What are you going to do there amongst all these dead people whose souls have gotten stuck in these lower realms? So you must first of all think and reason what it is you're trying to do, and hold your focus and your goal. If your intent is to go to God, and yet you want to live in the physical according to all the rules and allowances thrust upon you by society, you're not going to make it anyway, because God is not going to bring any evil into the outer cosmic realm. Now, that's a serious statement. But you can practice ascension until you turn into a vapor. And if your intent is evil and you practice evil and there is no intent to change it, that's all you will accomplish. You will not get into the realms of God. Now, we're talking about all varying degrees of intent. We're talking about intent, heart, soul, intent. But let us say that in the midst of ascension, the being still attached to the soul, we'll leave it right there. Let us talk about a Christ ascension or a great master. The frequency speeds to the point that there is a total dispersion of the being. The only thing that is not dispersed is the soul energy. It is still focused. It knows where it's going. But it comes into full knowledge when it is released from the compression of that physical coalesced body. And it becomes lighter than air. It becomes one with the frequency of light, moving at the same frequency as that light beam. And simply, ascension takes place through the light. Just as an ice cube would float to the top of a glass of water and then disperse into the water. When you freeze it again, it turns into ice. So when you are, let us say, aboard craft, now you've reached God and you need to reassemble. That's exactly what you will do. You will simply reassemble according to the DNA structure. If you are seeking to have that physicalness, many of you are going to experience it already, practice it every night. You practice, and sometimes it doesn't go too well. And you get up with a bad headache and very stiff joints and bubbles in your ears. So you're going to have to understand that part of this is a physical response when you don't know what's happened. That's because you know better than to bring that information back on this place. It is a death warrant. Believe me, there are things better not to know, because the adversary knows wherein his limits are. And he knows that when I say you don't know, there isn't any point in trying to get it out of you. You don't know. So let us hold these things very, very close to the top of the mind. Know what it is you're talking about. And the reason I do not belittle or denounce any, quote, channel who believes they are helping you learn to ascend. They are doing whatever it is they think they're supposed to do. But demand of them, ask of them, require an answer. Who is telling you this? Where do you get your information? And what is the goal? What am I trying to do here with you? And you'll be astounded at the answers. Don't bite on mysticism. Don't bite on that one. You will end up on the ground waving goodbye to the rest of your brothers who didn't bite on it. I think we better leave that one. That's enough for ascension in that form.
Thank you, Todd. Here is one question from John Bush. In one of the journals, I read that your ships were visible in the night sky and could be identified as stars that appear to strobe red, blue, and green. During the summer, I saw several of these strobing lights, and by that fall, I noticed that some of the lights were in the positions of known stars. And now in the winter, I no longer see these strobing lights. Have I actually seen some of your craft? Why has this phenomenon dissipated? When will you be making a more obvious appearance?
Yes to the first. Yes, we are there still. We are not as obviously present in many locations simply because of security. Our major thrust is to keep contact, visual contact with you of our ground crew. And you will note those strobing lights, and there is a connection made. We are not dancing about the sky so much because of other phenomenon taking place since you put your grid, hooked up this grid, this beam system grid. It's easier to intercept messages. You have many Russian cosmospheres, many, many, many. I'm talking about thousands of space-capable platforms moving about. We get on very well with these people. But you are very near war. And the intent will be to bring it into space. We are not moving as often. And I'm sorry about that. But you see, many of the signals are being intercepted. Dorma, for a long time, could walk out the back door and say, "Here I am. Show me," and within a brief second or two, someone would give her a demonstration. We don't do that always anymore. You ones will have to be patient with us. It's for your own security. They use that as a focusing device, and they can pick it up according to where a visualization is seen. They will be able to pinpoint it on the grid. So we don't need any worse trouble than you've already got. We're still there. And we do travel with the stars. We try to travel exactly between you and a given star. We'll try to take on colors that you can recognize our ships. And that's about the most I'm going to say about it, because I don't want other locations identified. We're there. Don't worry about it.
How about the last part of that, Hassan? When will you be making a more obvious appearance?
Actually, very soon. The reason that we're going to have to very soon is not for the perfect reason that you would like. Your enemies are building their story now to interject these little robotoid beings upon you. And they're planning some pretty heinous things for some of your major cities. And they're going to blame them on Space Command. And soon, around that period of time, we're going to have to make ourselves known. You see, we are well known in all of the political worlds. And basically, you ones are held hostage. You may as well know I don't want to panic nor give you terror, but you ones are basically hostages. And we are not going to do anything that endangers your existence. Because you see, your adversary knows that we will do nothing to endanger your existence, because there is a transition to be made, a remnant to be gotten through, and our thrust is to reclaim that which is God's, and Mother Nature will take care of herself. And you're all going to have to go back to the fact of illusion anyway. Now that is going to ultimately be it. And yet, I'm not going to do anything that puts you in one iota of jeopardy. So we will be patient, and I'm not going to say when. We've already been around. And many ones have seen us. I stomped around your place as far back as Joshua. So, no, we're there.
Good to know. Thank you. Diana Olson wrote to you, I had a beautiful encounter with a space brother who picked up a bundle of grassy bush or weed in his hand from out of the earth and brought it aboard his ship. What did he do with the bundle of plant life?
I don't know. You see, once I would have to really check on scanners, times, places, dates. There's a lot of things going on, and I don't keep up with all of them. So I really don't know. I would tell you this, regardless of what that one might have done or that particular craft may have been doing, you have a most marvelous, balanced planet. You're going to have to rebuild the one you've got, but there is placement available for everyone, and it will appear to you to be home. So it could be foodstuffs, it could be animal foodstuffs, because you see, also animals have been taken from your place to another place, and they are important creations of God also. So whatever you are moved into will be stocked very much according to how you live to make this transition through bearable, because some of you must make it in the physical if you are going to extend this physical experience, and this play is not ready to end, only this segment of the play. So don't get really hyped up and say, oh, hot dog, the minute Armageddon happens and we're off this place, it's over. And we go on to happy la-la land. No, thank you. And that's not what you're about. So the answer is I don't know, Susie.
Oh, thank you. I think Diana was pleased with hearing that, though. Sharon Cross has three questions. Does the peacetime buildup of nuclear energy and the nuclear bomb testing lessen the ultimate likelihood of the use of atomic bombs in warfare? And then she says, I am hoping that the Guardians are thereby empowered to act to save the planet before atomic bombs are used on populations.
No, the bombs will be used. And we are not in authority to stop it, because it will not be moving out into outer space. The preference for a major, major war is neutron detonations in the air, so that life forms are killed but structures are undamaged, basically. There are what we call dirty bombs, cobalt bombs, placed in strategic places at dam sites under major cities, along fault lines to cause rupture. These are extremely dirty, these not only are like ground detonations, they are literally underground, and particulate will absolutely saturate the atmosphere. So that is very bad and very harmful. But that is not the first choice of warfare. Now the first choice is neutron type of detonations.
Pause, Commander. It sounds like you also have pause.
Resume when you are.
All right. Hatan, I just want to mention David's comment, and that completes his question. He said, please let Hatan and the troops know how much I value them. I don't know what I would do without their support. And David does a great deal good for many people.
Yes, he has a great service.
The next questions are coming from Luis Jorge Cardenas. Luis is involved in many avenues of the healing arts. His questions are fairly technical. Please bear with me. I'm not sure I'm going to get all of these foreign-sounding names pronounced correctly. His first, I read The Last Great Plague, and you mentioned an existent antidote possessed by the creators of AIDS. In the Akashic records and the ethers, all thoughts are recorded. Can you assist me to develop either the antidote or the Rife microscope to prevent the devastation that AIDS will create in 2.4 billion people?
Yes, I received the question. No, I will not give you the information. I most certainly would not give it in this method. Let me finish. I don't mean to cut him off like that. Let me give him some direction. That antidote has been kept from you for a very specific reason, and that is so that you will not save those 2 point whatever billion that he talks about. This was created to depopulate a given segment of human beings. Now, this is not of God. This was created by man. You're not going to be allowed to fulfill what is required to counter massively this disease. Now, ones continually ask, Hatan, give us this, and then I will believe you, I will do all these things. I cannot do that. God will not do that. And let me share with you why. This is man-created. Most of the ones having AIDS, and hear me, I said most, who knowingly go about their life and are in the group specifically destined to not make it through the plague, only wish to be healed so that they can continue their lifestyle, which is against the laws of nature. We won't even have to bring God into it. But basically, they are against the laws as given by God to keep your planet balanced. Now, you are asking God to heal something so that ones can drift farther away from Him. That is not logical. He did not bring it upon you as a punishment or a curse or anything else that is not of God. Man created this virus. The HIV virus is the laziest, confounded thing on the face of your earth. It just sits. But it does hamper the immune system. So to cure the HIV virus or to kill it does not solve the problem. It mutates to the 800th or 8,000th power times, whatever you call it. You're not going to be able, you see. I'm full of distraction here. Just hold a minute. What is going on in this place?
The guy is leaving. Quiet in a minute now.
The energy forms you see change as different things in the environment here change. Well, the long and the short is that you will not be able to get this information basically from your government who hides it from you, from this elite bunch. So probably you will have to clean up the physical remnant. And at that time, yes, you will be given the information needed. Ones continually want to work on the Rife microscope. There are far superior microscopes, and ones within basically what you will call your group, your circle, already know and have that information. And 13, 14, or 15,000 don't have to reinvent the wheel. So you have to know that that is already in advanced technology and available when it is suitable to use it. But you focus on a microscope which has zero to do with the situation. The one that he should be looking at is Tesla's work as perfected by priori, because that brings the frequencies into play in a usable manner. And I would not want to jeopardize either the local person's physical being or make more reference to it in this particular meeting. I will give to EJ some instructions later, which can be directed, and I will direct them to you, Susie, and you can deliver that information. There are ones already far advanced beyond anything that anyone has on the market, because most of that allowed to be on the market, believe me, is worthless. And if you are getting results from it, very much of that is mental healing, which we all understand. Some of it is very valid. It doesn't really matter. You will know that the government takes away that which is of worthiness. And we need you later. We don't need you dead now in the physical form. So bear with us. I will give that information privately and we'll get it to you. One who he needs to contact and say that I sent him and see what might be worked out. This one already has developed a piece of equipment. And while I'm at it, and I will be reminded, Oberly, I want you to ask me about this later because I want to extend this much farther into Hendershot and to Siblo and things like that. And it's not suitable in this room.
All right.
Will that answer hold for a little while until I can get some more information to you?
Yes, I will send on anything that you can send to me. He will be pleased to get it.
Thank you.
How effective a solution is Gaston Neeson's somatized cycle microscope and 714X against AIDS?
Well, 714X may enhance the immune system, you see. It will not do anything to the HIV virus because it will not pass the barrier. But it does enhance the immune system so that the carcinomas, the melanomas, the Kaposi's, and some of the more malignant, in the lymphatic system, for instance. You see, what happens with AIDS is that the body becomes totally debilitated and the immune system will not work. So it is always, always, without exception, something else that attacks the body that kills. So we have to keep those things in mind. And against some forms of carcinomas, Nason's material is quite effective. Again, you can tell that it's quite effective because he's been pulled into the courts of law in both the United States and in Canada. It's a good rule of thumb. Next question.
I have synthesized a prophecy packet concerning the planetary shift, and now I have created solutions for miasms like heavy metals, petrochemicals, radiation, and pesticides. In addition, I created a survival synthesis for germs, bacteria, viruses, fungus, and methods to grow, dry, and store food. My question is, would you and America West consider publishing this to distribute to those people wishing to prepare themselves but not knowing how?
Well, I don't make decisions for America West. We keep our operations totally separated. I can't really respond to that because I can see that he thinks he has the answer to these things, but unfortunately he does not. Because so many of the things now, perhaps he was able to neutralize some of these things. But now that you have beam systems and the grid work is intact and functionable, just to handle these isolated things really will not merit much. There is a great deal of worthiness in what he has done. However, his service is going to be more in other areas. And I cannot say whether or not George would publish that.
All right, perhaps on that he might speak with George.
Well, I suppose if he wanted to do that, I could look carefully at it. But you must remember, George is completely swamped. He believes that he has the answer. So do about 14,000 other people. And so far, there has not been anyone that has come up with a defensive mechanism for any of these things to any great extent.
All right, I'll go on to the next question then.
Thank you.
I also read Murder by Atomic Suicide. The Ayurvedic system has a method known as Agnihotra for sealing the ozone layer, counteracting radiation, purifying the soil from heavy metals, and another method known as bioremediation is known for purifying contaminants from soil and water by introducing microbes that eat pollutants. These bacteria and other microorganisms have been in existence for 2 billion years. My question is, how effective a technology are both of these methods for the preservation of Mother Nature?
Mother Nature does very well on her own.
Okay.
What you are playing with is very serious business. Number one, you don't have a depletion of your ozone layer. And the reason that your government wants to close the holes in the ozone layer is because that is where the Russian cosmospheres and the higher light command come and go. Those are the windows and the doors that open the lines of communication to outer space. So most certainly they want to close those ozone holes. You are being radiated to death. There is particulate in the air. And Soltech told you, and I wrote about it some year and a half ago. In 1993, it is going to come back upon you, and the radioactive fallout is going to be tremendous. Already, you have put so much radioactivity into space. Or into your atmosphere that it's already radiating you. And they can call it whatever they want to because you will believe it. The ozone hole is no problem to you. In fact, it is your friend. There are levels near these openings in the atmosphere which have less radiation, which causes a pile up of radiation, if you will, in the radiation belt. And as these coalesce and attract each other, these particles, then the particulate will fall. And you may well have the experience of cancer-causing rays and that sort of thing, because you're obviously going to have ultraviolet rays. But ultraviolet rays, precious one, is a part of your atmosphere. So take it without gullibility is a good way to put it. Yes, there's radiation, it will get worse. And this is the problem. You didn't ask this question, but I'm going to share it with you because we have gone through an express time here. If, in fact, through all these games that are being played, that radiation belt is ignited, you're going to have like 3 days of totally, permanently blinding light while that layer of your atmosphere outside in your, that encapsulates your planet burns. You are lied to on every front. And I personally can understand why ones would wish to discount our word. Nobody likes to hear it. Nobody likes to hear it. And that's why we have thrust it upon you in such a massive pile that at least in one of those journals, you're going to find truth. Because it's unfolding right in front of your eyes. And if you can learn to believe us and trust us, then maybe we can get some of you off that place and into safety in time. I think we better have another question.
Hey, thank you for adding that. Okay, can you guide me through to understand the entire formula for the RNA-DNA code, considering the fact that there are so many ways that have been invented to destroy the DNA? I wish to help people protect themselves besides using Wakasa chlorella growth factor and sun chlorella algae.
Well, I think the intent is proper. And I'm scanning. My silence doesn't mean that I'm not going to answer you. I don't see anything that will really touch the DNA RNA. I believe I hear what he is asking. He's asking what can enhance everyone's cellular DNA, RNA factors. And I don't see really anything. You see from a hair fragment or a one cell from a given, from you, the entire you can be duplicated. You are like a holograph, all of you. You're not on a flat plane. You're not like a photograph that if you go and tear one side of it off, that side is gone. Every cell in your makeup, because you see all you are is a coalesced hologram. Every cell in everybody carries the full DNA factor. That is what establishes you. And if you tear a piece of a hologram off, let us say you have a holographic picture, and you tear part of it off, every other one will have a full reproduction. Everything in that remaining part of the picture, each cell will have its remaining component parts. This is true of everything in the universe. Not just you, not just physical manifestation. That is what physical manifestation is. The thought of God projected. And you have a DNA, RNA formula, which then pulls in whatever is needed to manifest into a physical form. Whatever it was that was to be created. Just like you would take the Rife microscope. That's a good example. You would have to gather parts from various places to assemble it. Well, from the DNA, the blueprint of each thing, each item, each thing, causes a coalescence of all necessary things unto that blueprint. So there's very little that you can do to enhance it. I believe one of the questions is, will radiation, this type of radiation falling out of the sky, etc., harm soul essence? Yes, it does. It doesn't harm it to the extent of an explosive device, but yes, it can alter it. And I think as you look around and you see bodies that are imperfect at birth, genetic malformations, it is because of this kind of damage. And I realize that that is not the soul, but the soul is the guiding factor in many of these instances. And now we're getting into something that you might find answers to in some of Germain's later Pleiadian volumes without me spending all of this time and tedium on the subject. Next.
Thank you. How can we neutralize the debit card barcoding and the magic 11/12 sinister programs aimed at enslaving humanity? Please give suggestions to infiltrate their weak areas and disengage these programs against humanity. Please especially comment on the Belgium computer.
Well, that is just a massive computer that handles all of this Earth data. Mostly, it started through the banking community. Every one of you are already in it. Every one of you are already coded. When ones will say, in their religious fervor, you must not accept the mark of the beast, I don't understand what you think you mean, because you are already marked by the beast. What they want you to do is stand up and refuse to do something, and then you are as outstanding as if they had branded a letter on your forehead, and they can get rid of you. You are a troublemaker. The best thing that you can do, and the only thing that I see that you can do to continue to function, is get out of the system as much as possible. And once again, people say, well, God wouldn't do this and God wouldn't do that, and he certainly wouldn't talk about money. Well, that's all you ask about. Why wouldn't God think about it and give it to you? So we have to look at the facts of the matter. And if you go into the gutter, you take God into the gutter, he's going to be where you are. Where your heart is, there you're going to find him. And if your heart is asking, he's going to try his best to give you the answers you can perceive according to your level of knowing. So yes, you will be continually given information about how better to handle things. But precious ones, if you think you're not in the system, you are in the system. And with massive immunization programs, you are not only in the system, they are injecting micro dots so that you are totally in their control, individual by individual. You are in the system. There is no way that I see to stop it, only buffer it to the best of your ability. And the suggestions are all in the journals. I have not kept anything from you. Next.
That ends Luis Jorge's question. The rest of us are here. I think there are 22 or 23 of us here. One question from Kayleen Williams, you did touch on. Do you want to elaborate a bit? What happens just prior to ascension, during ascension, and immediately?
Well, I could be trite, and I could say, well, First you die, and then your soul separates and moves on. And then you go to another dimension. That's not what is being asked. What would happen, and what happens in ascension? Let's talk about a physical ascension, because that's what you're all interested in. And basically, there are going to be two things that you talk about. One is real, the other is not. It is a fabrication. Let's talk about an ascension through a light beam where we get you on board ship, because that's something you can deal with. And regardless of however in the world you would think of doing it, that is the only way there is to do it. And the light beam will always come from a higher source outside of self. You're not going to be able to create this for self, because you need the connection. Just as any beam sent out or any radio wave, to become fulfilled, it must have a receiver. So know that. You're not going to be able to get into a state of meditation unless you can connect that light, and that is calling in the light. It doesn't have anything to do with your manufacturing it. It's already there. You're going to have to focus it. So to try to learn to ascend is an impractical statement. It's mutually exclusive. It doesn't mean anything. You have to have a receiver on the other end if you ascend. You see, ones don't think. To where do you want to ascend? You know, just ponder that a minute. In these groups, let us say, Petunia tells you, we're going to learn to ascend today, and I say, all right, Petunia, where are we going to go? Oh, well, I'm going to go up on the cloud to meet Jesus. Do you see the impracticality of that? It's not going to happen. You don't even know what your goal is. Well, I'm going out there to God. Out there to God? God's within. Where are you going to go? So first you have to look with the realism of the mind that God gifted you with and say, well, now what am I talking about? If I'm going to be with God, He's right here already. So I don't have anywhere to ascend to. So what am I trying to do? Well, I need to get off this confounded prison place, because I know I'm going to get a hot foot if I stay here. So I've got to learn to ascend, and preferably not rapidly by nuclear bomb, because that'll really ascend you right fast. So what you do need to do is come into attunement. That will automatically raise your vibrations, because it focuses your intent on destination. And if your destination is to be with the Christed energies that have experienced on your place before, then you put your focus there. And that's a good start, because they're going to be right aboard our craft. So what you are trying to do really is get into placement with higher beings of light. You don't want to just ascend to the etheric realms. You might as well be dead. What are you going to do there amongst all these dead people whose souls have gotten stuck in these lower realms? So you must, first of all, think and reason what it is you're trying to do, and hold your focus and your goal. If your intent is to go to God, and yet you want to live in the physical according to all the rules and allowances thrust upon you by society, You're not going to make it anyway, because God is not going to bring any evil into the outer cosmic realm. Now, that's a serious statement. But you can practice ascension until you turn into a vapor. And if your intent is evil and you practice evil and there is no intent to change it, that's all you will accomplish. You will not get into the realms of God. Now, we're talking about all varying degrees of intent. We're talking about intent, heart, soul, intent. But let us say that in the midst of ascension, the being still attached to the soul, we'll leave it right there. Let us talk about a Christ ascension or a great master. The frequency speeds to the point that there is a total dispersion of the being. The only thing that is not dispersed is the soul energy. It is still focused. It knows where it's going. But it comes into full knowledge when it is released from the compression of that physical coalesced body. And it becomes lighter than air. It becomes one with the frequency of light, moving at the same frequency as that light beam. And simply, ascension takes place through the light. Just as an ice cube would float to the top of a glass of water and then disperse into the water. When you freeze it again, it turns into ice. So when you are, let us say, aboard craft, now you've reached God and you need to reassemble. That's exactly what you will do. You will simply reassemble according to the DNA structure. If you are seeking to have that physicalness, many of you are going to experience it already, practice it every night. You practice, and sometimes it doesn't go too well. And you get up with a bad headache and very stiff joints and bubbles in your ears. So you're going to have to understand that part of this is a physical response when you don't know what's happened. That's because you know better than to bring that information back on this place. It is a death warrant. Believe me, there are things better not to know, because the adversary knows wherein his limits are. And he knows that when I say you don't know, there isn't any point in trying to get it out of you. You don't know. So let us hold these things very, very close to the top of the mind. Know what it is you're talking about. And the reason I do not belittle or denounce any, quote, channel who believes they are helping you learn to ascend. They are doing whatever it is they think they're supposed to do. But demand of them, ask of them, require an answer. Who is telling you this? Where do you get your information? And what is the goal? What am I trying to do here with you? And you'll be astounded at the answers. Don't bite on mysticism. Don't bite on that one. You will end up on the ground waving goodbye to the rest of your brothers who didn't bite on it. I think we better leave that one. That's enough for ascension in that form.
Thank you, Todd. Here is one question from John Bush. In one of the journals, I read that your ships were visible in the night sky and could be identified as stars that appeared to strobe red, blue, and green. During the summer, I saw several of these strobing lights, and by that fall, I noticed that some of the lights were in the positions of known stars. And now in the winter, I no longer see these strobing lights. Have I actually seen some of your craft? Why has this phenomenon dissipated? When will you be making a more obvious appearance?
Yes to the first. Yes, we are there still. We are not as obviously present in many locations simply because of security. Our major thrust is to keep contact, visual contact, with you of our ground crew. And you will note those strobing lights, and there is a connection made. We are not dancing about the skies so much because of other phenomenon taking place since you put your grid, hooked up this grid, this beam system grid. It's easier to intercept messages. You have many Russian cosmospheres, many, many, many. I'm talking about thousands of space-capable platforms moving about. We get on very well with these people. But you are very near war. And the intent will be to bring it into space. We are not moving as often, and I'm sorry about that, but you see many of the signals are being intercepted. Dorma for a long time could walk out the back door and say, here I am, show me. And within a brief second or two, someone would give her a demonstration. We don't do that always anymore. You ones will have to be patient with us. It's for your own security. They use that as a focusing device. And they can pick it up according to where a visualization is seen. They will be able to pinpoint it on the grid. So we don't need any worse trouble than you've already got. We're still there. And we do travel with the stars. We try to travel exactly between you and a given star. We'll try to take on colors that you can recognize our ships. And that's about the most I'm going to say about it because I don't want other locations identified. We're there. Don't worry about it.
How about the last part of that, Hassan? When will you be making a more obvious appearance?
Actually, very soon. The reason that we're going to have to very soon is not for the perfect reason that you would like. Your enemies are building their story now to interject these little robotoid beings upon you, and they're planning some pretty heinous things for some of your major cities. And they're going to blame them on Space Command. And soon, around that period of time, we're going to have to make ourselves known. You see, we are well known in all of the political worlds. And basically, you ones are held hostage. You may as well know. I don't want to panic nor give you terror. But you ones are basically hostages. And we are not going to do anything that endangers your existence. Because you see, your adversary knows that we will do nothing to endanger your existence. Because there is a transition to be made, a remnant to be gotten through. And our thrust is to reclaim that which is God's. And Mother Nature will take care of herself. And you're all going to have to go back to the fact of illusion anyway. Now that is going to ultimately be it. And yet, I'm not going to do anything that puts you in one iota of jeopardy. So we will be patient, and I'm not going to say when. We've already been around. And many ones have seen us. I stomped around your place as far back as Joshua. So, no, we're there.
Good to know. Thank you. Diana Olson wrote to you, I had a beautiful encounter with a space brother who picked up a bundle of grassy bush or weed in his hand from out of the earth and brought it aboard his ship. What did he do with the bundle of plant life?
I don't know. You see, once I would have to really check on scanners, times, places, dates. There's a lot of things going on, and I don't keep up with all of them. So I really don't know. I would tell you this, regardless of what that one might have done or that particular craft may have been doing, you have a most marvelous, balanced planet. You're going to have to rebuild the one you've got, but there is placement available for everyone, and it will appear to you to be home. So it could be foodstuffs, it could be animal foodstuffs, because you see, also animals have been taken from your place to another place, and they are important creations of God also. So whatever you are moved into will be stocked very much according to how you live to make this transition through bearable. Because some of you must make it in the physical if you are going to extend this physical experience. And this play is not ready to end. Only this segment of the play. So don't get really hyped up and say, oh, hot dog, the minute Armageddon happens and we're off this place, it's over. And we go on to happy la-la land. No, thank you. And that's not what you're about. So the answer is, I don't know, Susie.
Oh, thank you. I think Diana was pleased with hearing that, so. Sharon Cross has three questions. Does the peacetime buildup of nuclear energy and the nuclear bomb testing lessen the ultimate likelihood of the use of atomic bombs in warfare? And then she says, I am hoping that the Guardians are thereby empowered to act to save the planet before atomic bombs are used on populations.
No, the bombs will be used, and we are not in authority to stop it because it will not be moving out into outer space. The preference for a major, major war is neutron detonations in the air so that life forms are killed but structures are undamaged, basically. There are what we call dirty bombs, cobalt bombs, placed in strategic places at dam sites under major cities, along fault lines to cause rupture. These are extremely dirty. These not only are like ground detonations, they are literally underground, and particulate will absolutely saturate the atmosphere. So that is very bad and very harmful. But that is not the first choice of warfare. Now the first choice is neutron type of detonations.